How do the elite operate? Chaplain Lindsey Williams with us. We'll take calls with him this hour and chat more in just a moment. And welcome back with Chaplain Lindsey Williams. We'll take your calls this hour as well. Lindsey, so as you look at what the elite is headed to do right now, when are they going to, do they, you know, always do it like under the table, or do we see it coming?
The American people will never know it until it's happened. When this individual called me the other day and he said, I am very heavily involved in this new electronic currency thing. And he said, in fact, he said, I've never paid off my house doing it. And I said, well, that's well and good, but do you know when they are going to let it collapse? You see, the elite have, when I received this bulletin just recently, and they told what their plans are in the light of what's taking place. I mean, they know what Donald Trump's going to do from this point on. They pretty much have an idea. So they, it's established that the stock market will keep going up and up and up and up and up. But they know there's a day that it's going to happen just like it did in 1929. These electronic currencies, they're going to let them go up and up and up and up. And the elite are playing them, just like they're playing the derivative market. And they're going to let it go up and up and up. They also know when it's time for them to get out, but the average person won't know when to get out.
They'll be stuck, and, won't they?
Yes. And when this panic, I call it a panic, and here's the reason why. It's not a depression. I've said over and over the years, because of the many contacts and phone calls and conversations I've had with my elite friends, the elite do not want to destroy America. They only want to control America. The elite do not want to destroy the world. They only want to control the world. This is one reason that the riots, you see so few of them now compared to what you did in the last administration, because this really isn't what they want. They don't want to destroy, they want to control. Whenever they bring this panic down, it's going to be panicking up now, as long as Donald Trump is in office, so they tell me. Now, keep in mind, they're only human beings. They're not always right. But over the 39 years...
They weren't right about his election, for example. They didn't think he'd win.
They positively said he couldn't win.
Yeah.
My elite friend told me before the election, he said he cannot win. He said even George Soros created the machines. And I'm not going to use the word that he manipulated them, because that would be wrong. That hasn't been proven. I'll just say it could not happen, but it did, because God intervened, as my elite friend said. He admitted to it. Now, I really feel guilty sometimes whenever I tell what the elite tell me. I really do.
Why?
Because I see so many of my close friends out there, people I've lectured on the platform with around the country, people who write the financial newsletters and the geopolitical newsletters, and I see them not willing to admit to the fact that the elite have a new agenda. I just wish every one of them couldn't have had my experience and have the contact with the elite, so that they could make these predictions correctly. And now when I say this is going to happen and it takes place, an individual called me just on yesterday. About a year or two ago, he raked me over the coals. He's got a very famous website. And he said, Lindsey Williams is just, all he's doing is just talking. He really doesn't have these elite friends. He called me just on yesterday. And he said, Chaplain, I want to apologize.
Wow.
He said, this last DVD that you have made, he said, it's the greatest DVD you've ever produced. He said, I have never seen anything like it. He said, every prediction that you made that the elite gave you, now, not me, I just write down what the elite tell me. He said, everything that you predicted that the elite said in your DVD 8 months ago, whenever you said, panic up, and the new agenda, those are two different DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, every single one of those things have taken place exactly.
They've all happened.
And I said, don't give me any credit. Give all the credit to my elite friend, who is now in his 70s, retired. He really doesn't care anymore. He wants to help the world, too. I think he's had enough of all the bad things that have happened. And the reason I don't call it I call it a panic. I don't call it a depression because that's not it. I don't call it a bubble because it's so much more than a bubble. I don't call it a recession because this is nowhere near like a recession or like 1929 or like 2008. It's going to be a bringing in of the new world order in such a manner that the elite already have told me they have certain things planned, such as they'll take the stock market to 30, 40,000, bring it down overnight. The cryptocurrencies, they'll do the same thing to them. And so many things that they're doing right now, they're making their money off of these oil fields. And whenever they do decide that they are ready to fully bring in their new world order, and Donald Trump is no longer around to stop them, and whenever they do, it frightens me. It scares me.
What about North Korea, Lindsay? Have they said anything to you about that?
Not one word. I can't. They don't mention one word about North Korea. They say very little about China. They did say that the Chinese currency positively is not going to take over as the reserve currency of the world. And can you imagine, George, whenever America becomes the number one oil producer in the world within 2 to 3, maybe 4 years maximum, and we are exporting oil instead of importing, and we're taking care of a lot of our own debt with this? Can you imagine where the American dollar is going to go? These people that keep on saying that the dollar is not going to be the reserve currency of the world, I flinch sometimes whenever I say, folks, why don't you somehow get in touch with some elite person and find out the real truth of what's happening? We are in the midst of some of the most, all right, let's put it this way. The only way that a person can survive in the midst of this new agenda is to understand what the new agenda is. But the person who understands the elite's new agenda, they have the greatest opportunities that they've ever had in their lifetime, and especially the senior citizens right now who are in need, so many of them, of filling in for their pensions and so on. And many of the pensions, it frightens me to think of what's going to happen to the pensions whenever they bring all this down. Because remember, the pensions are invested in the stock market.
Yeah, it's the lifeblood of people's retirements, for crying out loud.
People's retirements are going to disappear. And if they don't boast to this now by taking advantage of this new agenda, and how can they take advantage of it unless they know what it is? And I know of two newsletters that have hinted as to the new agenda. I was amazed that they would even do it because they have gold to sell and they have other things to sell, and it's hard to sell those products when you're not in doom and gloom. But whenever I see all of the rest of them projecting things, and yet people take advantage of the times in which we're living, know what the new agenda is, and as a result, times are going to be good. We're going to have prosperity as long as Donald Trump is in office, not necessarily because of Donald Trump, but because the elite are taking advantage of what Donald Trump is doing, such as the executive order he signed the other day to open up Anwar and all of this offshore drilling. So my heart goes out to people, George, and this is the reason it brought me so much joy when your producer called the other day and said, would you consider being on with George and Ari that night? I said, I finally have an opportunity. Let me tell you one example, George. You'll appreciate
sure.
this.
And then we'll get calls. They're lining up for you, Lindsay.
Yeah. My wife and I, we have a neighbor. She loves you dearly. Her husband died about a year ago. She is a senior citizen. And she said to me the other day, she said to us, my wife and I, she said, every night whenever I go to bed, I turn my radio on. And she said, I tune it to George Norrie and Coast to Coast. And she said, I'll leave it on all night long. And she said, I wake up, I'll listen to George, and I go back to sleep. And when I wake back up again, I listen to George and Ari. George, do you realize that you are the Linus blanket for thousands of people out there across America?
I've been told that, Lindsay. I've been told that. Let's take some calls for you. Thomas in La Jolla, California, you're on with Chaplain Williams. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, when you mention North Korea, George, I'm sure as a Navy man, you'll appreciate that it's the 50th anniversary of the capture of the U.S. naval ship, the USS Pueblo.
Pueblo, that's right.
By North Korea. Anyway, I was just reminded of that when you mentioned that. Chaplain, amazing information that you are presenting. You know, Chaplain, you hear of elite family names such as Rockefeller or Carnegie or Mellon or Bush or Rothschild, or you hear of like monarchy family names like the House of Windsor or the House of Saud, etc. Do you have to have a bloodline to be a member of the elite? Does being a member of the elite equal a bloodline, or is it something else? I mean, do you have to be a Ford or a Harriman, that type of thing?
The younger elite today do not necessarily have a bloodline. Many do, and it is much to their advantage if they do. Mr. Ken Fromm did not have a bloodline. He came up in Atlantic Richfield, went all the way to the very top, finally retired. And there are many of them who do not necessarily have that. No, it is not a necessity in order to have a bloodline.
Thomas, thanks for the call. Next up, we go to Whitney in Colorado. Welcome to the show, Whitney. Thanks for calling. Go ahead. Go ahead, Whitney.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, I thank you for touching that subject. I have a lot of questions and responses regarding that, but I'd rather ask another question instead of saying my response. I have, you know, I'm kind of heated about that response, but I'm just going to, being a renowned chaplain, what's your stance on the global intercom universal currency?
All right. Bitcoins. What do you think, Lindsay?
The present thin air currencies, as I like to call them, the Bitcoin being one of these, I am not quite so sure. My elite have not said. All they have said is that they're playing them. And they will play them as until they get ready to bring the panic about after Donald Trump is out. And I don't think that any of the present coins will make up the international or the world coin. I don't think the elite will allow this. They'll have their own, and they will be the one to found it rather than someone else. So, no, I do not see that as promising, and I have not had a word from my elite friend as to the fact that any of the present coins will be the one that they use.
When they come down, though, they're going to crash big time, aren't they?
Just like Wall Street, just like the coins, just like the derivative market, and it will bring the banks down to the point that they will have to come under the control of the elite, and they want to control, not to destroy, but to control. And whenever they do, there's only one thing. One of them said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I said, well, what do you trust then? He said, we trust only one thing, and that is gold and silver. Now, I do not sell gold and silver. I don't sell anything but my DVDs, and I really don't sell those. But the thing that the elite trusts are those things that are tangible. And he said to me once, my elite friend did, he said, Chaplain, if we cannot afford to lose it, we don't have it in paper.
Ronnie's in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, first-time caller, Ronnie, go ahead.
Hey, George, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Ronnie.
And that's an interesting conversation about the oil. And I just want to interject that due to divine providence, God uses earthquakes to shift the flow of oil. And it was already said that oil is going to be found in places that there never was oil. And due to the shift of the flow of oil, it's going to drain oil out of one area and flow it to another area. And then an old pastor told me, he said eventually the Middle East going to end up drinking that oil because it's going to be so much oil. But the final battle is going to end up being, I believe it's going to be over water, because you need water to refine oil into product.
What do you think of that, Lindsay? Water wars.
Well, very well could be, because you can't live without water for a few days. I mean, you can live without food for a few days, but water you can't. It's a necessity for the body. Very well could be.
It might be indeed. Lindsay, the DVD, where can people get I Promise to Tell You?
You can go to my website, lindseywilliams.net. That's spelled L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Williams.net. If you want to do it that way, or if you wish to call during business hours, you can call 785-266-1112. And the title, of course, is I Promise to Tell You. Again, the phone number during business hours, 785-266-1112. And I would urge you to go to lindseywilliams.net anyway. I post bulletins oftentimes when my elite friend tell me things. And we also have free bulletins. We don't charge anything for them. We send them out by email. And if you're willing to allow us, and we promise we will not use that email for anybody else. We'll never give it to anyone. We'll never sell it. But if you would like to give us your email address, then bulletins that I post that the elite tell me from time to time, we do send them out. They're free of charge. And I would welcome you to post with us, if you wish, at lindseywilliams.net.
Carlos in Carson, California. Let's squeeze you in before the break, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lindsay, I heard you give a speech here in Orange County years ago. But listen, the Federal Reserve is driving up the price of the stock market because they're buying into it. But if you're saying that we're going to have prosperity for the next 7 years, that means the Federal Reserve is going to have to buy up, keep driving the stocks up for the next 7 years. But that'll also translate into having much, much greater debt, because it's going to translate into a much greater debt. How much will our debt be by the end of that period? And also, let's remember that the elite want to collapse the world's economies in order to have the world government. Are they going to wait 7 more years? They've been celebrating to have their world government.
The elite are going to allow the debt to go up so astronomically that when they do get ready to do what they're going to do in panicking down, they're panicking up now, but when they get ready to panic down, this is going to be so horrifying that basically they will have everyone in a position where they will be under the control of the elite, and this is what they want. They want the new world order as a control factor of every human being on the face of the earth.
And they probably won't stop, Lindsay, until they get to it. We're going to come back and take final phone calls with Chaplain Lindsay Williams in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, we're going live to the United Kingdom to talk about strange things, lost connections. Make sure you're part of the program when we do that. Talking about programs, a couple live events coming up in March and April. Salt Lake City, March 10th at the Jenny Wagner Theater. Live stage show. Ancient technology expert Jason Martell joins us. The man who died twice, Danion Brinkley, and came back to talk about it. Ufologist Nick Pope. Live band, music. Just a great event, Salt Lake City. How do you get tickets for it? Well, one, you can go to our website in the carousel reel, click one of the buttons toward the end, it'll pop right up, or go straight to the Wagner Theater's box office and call them at 801-355-2787, or go to their website, artsaltlake.org. Then on April 21st at the Virginia G. Piper Theater, in Scottsdale, Arizona, come on down from wherever you may be. Another live event. Dr. Sky will be with us talking about strange things in the sky. A special UFO roundtable featuring Travis Walton, Fire in the Sky, and spirit traveler Sonia Grace joins us as well. So simply go to our website for that or call 480-499-8587 or ScottsdalePerformingArts.org. And welcome back. Our final segment with Chaplain Lindsey Williams and your phone calls as well. Lindsey, let's go to the final calls. You ready?
I'm ready, George.
Okay, sir. Let's go to Bill, truck driving in Portland, Oregon, to get us started. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Chaplain. Hey, George. I just wanted to ask real quick if there's been this talk about the secret organization within the FBI that might be trying to sabotage President Trump's administration. So I got a two-part question. Number one, do you know specifically what is the secret organization? And two, is it a tool of the elite?
The elite have infiltrated everything. President Donald Trump has learned well just what the swamp is like, and he intends to drain it all he can. It will almost be impossible to drain it all the way because you remember the statement that I made earlier tonight as I was riding down the road with that gentleman, and he said, Chaplain, we give millions of dollars to the Republican Party and to the Democratic Party. He said, we even know the price of most of the congressmen. He said they all have a price. Hopefully, we'll be able to drain the swamp a long ways. In the meantime, we just hope for the best that we'll be able to see our nation spared.
Let us hope that works. Lindsey, the next few years are going to be pretty positive for most people?
Next few years are going to be wonderful if people know the new agenda. But if they don't, please let me help you understand the inner workings of the elite. I've tried my best to give some of those examples tonight, and I'll give a lot of others, such as why did they declare AT&T a monopoly? Why did they declare A&T Food Company years ago a monopoly? These are methods in which the elite work, and if you understand their inner workings, then you'll be able to take advantage of the new agenda that the elite have had to put into place in order to accomplish what they want to accomplish at the same time getting along with our present president.
Next up, let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Hi, Lindsey. I have two questions. My first one would be your original stay in Alaska. Did you meditate to the scenery, and did it inform your sermons to a degree in your spirituality? And on what we're talking about, I'd ask you about the uranium transfer that the Clintons were involved with, and apparently $150 million were given to the foundation. Now, on its surface, it doesn't sound like that was given earmarked for charity. And then the other thing is, I think the Chinese have a bigger influence than your elite friends are saying about everything, everywhere, including the Middle East. Their money is everywhere. They have the Panama Canal.
Yes, we gave it to them. Go ahead, yeah. Lindsey.
Yeah, that we did. I love your first question. Thank you so much. I lived on the North Slope of Alaska on the Arctic Ocean for 3 years, and summer and winter. It was one of the most exhilarating experiences I've ever had, seeing the temperatures go down to over 100 below zero. Yes, you couldn't pay me $1 million to go back again, especially my age, but I wouldn't take $1 million for what I learned up there. As far as the other items that you mentioned, my elite friend has never talked with me about those things, except China. And they don't control China, no, that's true, but they don't have any intentions in allowing the yuan to be the reserve currency of the world either, even though China has bought such massive amounts of gold in order to back it up. They have no intention of allowing China to take over the American dollar. And now that we will become the leading oil producer of the world in the next 2 to 3 years, the American dollar will stay right where it is as a petrodollar.
What did Saddam Hussein do wrong, Lindsey? They went in and took him out. What did he do wrong?
Nothing.
Wrong place, wrong place, wrong time, I guess, huh?
No, he was, his country had one of the largest oil pools in the world. And retired General Wesley Clark, whenever he talked about Saddam, and when my elite friend also responded to that, there positively were no weapons of mass destruction there. And Bush knew that.
He knew that.
But remember who Bush's daddy is. Bush's daddy is Mr. New World Order himself. And so his daddy basically controlled what Bush did, and he had to begin the process of taking out these countries one after the other, and that oil field had to be limited. Saddam just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but really, no one has ever come up with anything that he did wrong. And if Saddam had been left there, we would have no problems with Iran today.
No, he fought the Iranians for years and years.
He did,
and years.
And successfully.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Wayne in Chicago. Hello, Wayne.
Thank you, George. I just want to tell you, guests, I'm very honored to speak with you, sir.
There you go, Lindsay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate comments like that. It helps to make my day.
Yes, sir. The United States is the number one oil exporter right now. They overtook Russia for second place in 2012, and they overtook Saudi Arabia in 2013. We export like 5 million barrels a day to 101 different countries. So it's really going to be a boondoggle for the elite. But this is what I want to ask you, sir. I have a theory which I believe is really fact. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president, she was immediately going to go into Syria, which would have been a direct war with Russia, which would have brought about the New World Order. It would have accelerated the process that the elites wanted. But since she did not win, and since Trump won, now he's opened up all these oil fields and oil contracts. Now they can just concentrate on making money, but she's still insurance. Unless he loses the next presidential election, that's why she came up with this story, this hoax about the Russians hacking the DNC emails to make Russia the enemy. Because, for one thing, the United States is over in Ukraine supporting a fascist regime right on the Russian border, and Russia kicked the Rothschilds out of Russia, so they don't like that either. So, sir, what do you think about my theory?
Your theory is exactly right. We would have been in war in Syria. Assad, they tried their best to get rid of him and never could. Putin stepped in and came to his assistance. And as a result, it set the elites program back about 2 years as far as the Middle East is concerned. This is the reason that Saudi Arabia has not fallen yet, because they're behind times, but they're getting very close there. And your theory is correct.
Lindsay, as you take a look at the prospects for the next year or so, what do you see on the horizon?
I see, number one, the stock market. Now, this is, let me put it this way. These are not things that Lindsay Williams can say is definite. This is what the elite have told me. So I will try my best to put this in perspective as to what they have said to me. Number one, the Wall Street stock market is going to go up and up and up. It is going to panic up, is the way I like to describe it. We are going to see prosperity in America as we have not seen, barring some unusual events such as earthquakes on the West Coast or other things that might have been suggested by some people. My elite friends have not suggested it. But barring any of those natural phenomenon, America is going to see a panic up in every area. There will be no more quantitative easing. Therefore, the bankers aren't going to be bailed out. They're going to have to change their methods of doing a lot of things. As a result, it may very well be to the advantage of homeowners. So all in all, I see a prosperous time in America over the next 3 years. And my elite friend honestly believes, he has stated that he feels that Donald Trump will be elected for another 4 years after these 3 years. And they're making preparations for that for what they want to finally do in bringing in the New World Order after it's all over with. So in one word, or in two words, I think I could describe it this way. Panic up.
What was Hillary the New World Order candidate?
Yes, positively. And they were right ready for her to do everything they wanted to do. First of all, the elite knew that she would bring in another quantitative easing and bail them out, even though our economy might have collapsed, or the derivative market might have collapsed, or the banks might have had trouble. The elite knew that they would take no losses under that administration because there would be another quantitative easing. They were literally devastated when Donald Trump won, and this is the reason for the new agenda. And I beg you, folks, please know what the new agenda is. Understand how it operates. Understand the inner workings of the elite. And then these next few years can be greatly to your advantage.
All right, back to a couple more calls. We go to David in Spokane, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. One of the things, I'm a vivid news watcher, and there's a story that's being mostly ignored by the U.S. news stations. I've been watching BBC and another of other international news agencies, and one of the things that they're not telling us here in the United States is that in all the rest of the countries of the world, there is a rush, no, make that a mad stampede, towards renewable energy. And if the latest stories that I've been reading is that they are building solar energy plants all over the world. Australia, Africa, even in the oil-rich Gulf states are building these gigantic solar energy plants. And a little country like Chile just built a huge geothermal plant that supplies half the country with oil-free energy. And this just seems to brush in the direct opposite view of where the United States is going. We're staying with fossil fuels, and the rest of the world is just running as fast as they can to these green renewable energies so they don't have to buy all this oil and coal and all this other nonsense, you know? And I want Lindsay's view on that.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
My, am I glad you brought that subject up. I would love to do another whole program with you on this. Because two words, fossil fuel. Our friend just mentioned that. Please go and look up the word abiotic. Crude oil is not a fossil fuel. It is renewable energy. The elite have known this for years. When I was at Prudhoe Bay, they explained to me, oh, yes, we've been able to tell the world and cause them to believe that these decayed dinosaurs and all of this plant life and so on created the crude oil that's down there, and someday it's going to give out. That is not true. The elite have known, and they've known for years, that crude oil is abiotic. They don't know what causes it, but deep down in the heart of the earth, the oil is being created even today, and it comes to the surface. Please research fossil fuel, which you many have been led to believe over all these years. Now, of course, please go and look at abiotic and learn the real fact as to what crude oil really is and why the elite know this and are doing what they're doing here in America.
Jake in Carmichael, California, squeeze you in here, Jake. Go ahead.
Hey, Chaplain Williams, just a quick question. I have three, but the first two is, what college did you graduate from, and what seminary did you graduate from?
I'm a graduate of Tennessee Temple University. I started to say where my son is right now, and I have a Bachelor of Bible from Tennessee Temple University.
Is that ordained?
Oh, yes. I'm an ordained minister.
Of what?
Of Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, ordained me when I was 21 years of age.
Is that a denomination or just a church?
The Highland Park Baptist Church was an independent Baptist church.
So not a denomination, but a parish?
That would probably be the correct definition, yes.
Well, there you go. Our time is up. Lindsay, let's get your website out one more time. And where can people get your latest work? I promise to tell you, the DVD.
I promise to tell you, and please let me give you the inner workings of the elite in this. Go to lindseywilliams.net, LindseyWilliams.net. And if you wish to call during business hours, please call 785-266-1112. And the DVDs are available on streaming. For those of you who would like to use your computer, you can get them right there on streaming. Again, that's phone number 785-266-1112. And if you will sign up at lindseywilliams.net, we will send you bulletins free of charge when my elite give me information, no cost whatsoever. We'd be more than happy to keep you informed as to what the elite do.
Lindsay, thank you for being on the program again. Keep in touch with us, and let's see how this all unfolds. Up next, Lost Connections. What's it mean? Stick around and find out.